ಗೋಪಿಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾತಿರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11, ಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಎಂಟ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ್ವಾರಕಾ. ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕವರಿಂಗ್ verses 16 and 17, but we'll be chanting only the 16th verse.
Nishamya preshtamayantam vasudevo mahamanah akrurashchograsenascha ramaschadbhutavikramah. ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಮಾಯಾಂತಂ ವಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಾಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತವಿಕ್ರಮಃ. ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಮಾಯಾಂತಂ ವಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಾಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಃ.
ವಾಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಃ. ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಮಾಯಾಂತಂ ವಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಃ. ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಮಾಯಾಂತಂ ವಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಃ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಮಾಯಾಂತಂ ವಸುದೇವೋ ಮಹಾಮನಃ ಅಕ್ರೂರಶ್ಚೋಗ್ರಸೇನಶ್ಚ ರಾಮಶ್ಚಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಕ್ರಮಃ.
ಸೊ ದ 17th ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ 17th ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್.
ప్రద్యుమ్నశ్చారుదేష్ణశ్చ సాంబోజాం భవతి సుతః ప్రహర్ష వేగోచ్చసిత శయనాసన భోజనాః.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఆన్ హియరింగ్ దట్ ద మోస్ట్ డియర్ కృష్ణ వాస్ అప్రోచింగ్ ద్వారకా ధామ్, మెగ్నానిమస్ వసుదేవ్, అక్రూర ఉగ్రసేన, బలరామ్ ద సూపర్ హ్యూమన్లీ పవర్ఫుల్, ప్రద్యుమ్న, చారుదేష్ణ అండ్ సాంబ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ జాంబవతి, ఆల్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ, అబాండన్డ్ రెస్టింగ్, సిట్టింగ్ అండ్ డైనింగ్. పర్పోర్ట్: ఇట్స్ అ లాంగ్ పర్పోర్ట్. ఐ విల్ బి రీడింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఎ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్. ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ విల్ బి టేకన్ బై రాధికావల్ల ప్రభు టుమారో. సో దిస్ పర్పోర్ట్ ఇస్ అ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ హు ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. వసుదేవ్, సన్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ శూరసేన్, హస్బెండ్ ఆఫ్ దేవకి అండ్ ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with her cousin Arjuna, and this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudeva was appointed minister for Ugrasen, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasen's brother Devaka. Devaki is only one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudeva accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Shatashringa Parvata, and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, at Gokula. Krishna disappeared along with Baladev prior to the disappearance of Vasudev and Arjuna. Vasudev's nephew, Vasudev and Arjuna undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudev's disappearance. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Vrishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Sutani, the daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjuna when Arjuna took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjuna after a successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Arjuna after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Parikshit Maharaj. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. Ugrasen, one of the powerful kings of the Vrishni dynasty and cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoj. His other name is Ahuka. His minister was Vasudev and his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother, Lord Baldev, Kamsa was killed and Ugrasen was reinstalled on the throne. When Shalva attacked the city of Dwaraka, Ugrasen fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasen inquired from Naradji about the divinity of Lord Krishna, and when Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasen was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Samba. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then pasted it and mixed it up with sea water on the coast of Dwaraka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwaraka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురోః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ
హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్తకాంజన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ ది బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీడ్ వైష్ణవస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ లైన్ విత్ ది టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ పరంపర అండ్ దట్ కుడ్ బి అన్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఫర్ మైసెల్ఫ్ అండ్ హోప్ఫుల్లీ ఫర్ అదర్స్ టు. సో we are discussing this theme of Krishna entering the city of Dwaraka, and in this verse it is described that how various personalities came to receive Krishna on hearing about his arrival. So even though you know the verse discusses about various personalities, today I will just take the theme which has been discussed for over a while in the last few days of our Bhagavatam discussion, which is about the feelings of separation experienced by the Dwarakavasis in the absence of Krishna, and how they are expressing their joy in Krishna's appearance. So the theme will be appreciating the exalted nature of viraha bhav. So of course the attempt is not to explain viraha bhav, but the attempt is just to help us understand that it is very exalted for us to approach in a very cheap way or sahaj, with a very sahaj mentality. So we are just going to I hope that after the class, success of the class would be if devotees feel that it's a very worshipable thing and we can't take it very cheap, rather than today I figured out what is this viraha bhav, like that. So I'll just make an attempt. So we are going to of course, so many verses in which first Krishna's entrance after he blowed his conch shell and announced his arrival, Srila Prabhupada in the purport discusses about, very briefly touches about this feeling of separation. So he says that all were very anxious to have an audience with the Lord, although because of spiritual contact they were never separated from the Lord. Just as the gopis at Vrindavan used to think of Krishna while he was away from the village for cowherding engagements, the citizens of Dwaraka were all immersed in the thought of the Lord while he was away from Dwaraka to attend the battle of Kurukshetra. The citizens of Dwaraka were thus in a state of melancholy due to the Lord's absence from the transcendental city, as much as we are put in a state of melancholy at night because of the absence of the sun. So Prabhupada here is making the viraha bhav of the Dwarakavasis very much accessible by giving a material analogy to explain it. But having said that, in the subsequent verses, if you see the 9th verse, 10th verse, 11th verse, where actually the Dwarakavasis were expressing how they felt in the absence of Krishna, actually they were expressing their feelings of separation. Interestingly, in the purport, Prabhupada does not speak anything about feelings of separation. Nothing about viraha bhav at all. You can go over the purports. But even though they are expressing their deep feelings of separation that they felt in the absence of Krishna, Prabhupada does not touch on that topic
in the purport. He talks about the supreme position of Krishna and how everything is dependent on Krishna. Nothing in this world moves without Krishna. Basic philosophy. Because this is still the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will try to understand some aspect of Viraha Bhav with the understanding so that we can appreciate that its exalted nature. That how it is not so easily accessible and there is no material parallel even that comes close to what is experienced by these exalted personalities. To the extent that even the personal associates of Krishna may not be necessarily qualified to fully understand these sentiments. So then what is our position? This is the Nitya Siddhas. The Nitya Siddha associates of Krishna. So we are going to understand, we will try to appreciate this by reading from some sections from the last two chapters of the first volume of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I'll do a very, very quick, lay the context for us to understand this discussion. So the first volume of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is describing Narada's journey to find out what is the essence of Krishna's mercy? What is the condensed essence of Krishna's mercy? And who are the recipients of this mercy? So Narada Muni is on a quest. So he first goes to Prayag, where he meets, amongst many Brahmanas, he meets a very devoted Brahmana who is worshipping and doing all that. And he thinks he must be the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. He says, no, it's not me. It's the king in South India. Go and meet the king of South India. So he goes. So he meets the king of South India. The king of South India says, impossible. Someone has misguided you. Please go to the heavenly planets and meet Indra. He is the real recipient of Krishna's mercy. Krishna comes to personally accept his oblations. The Lord comes. So he goes to Indra. Indra says, this must be a big joke. Narada Muni, you are the son of Brahma. How could you miss out on Brahmaji? Please go to Brahma Loka and see. The Lord comes, accepts the oblations and goes back. But he is permanently staying in Brahma Loka to continuously keep receiving the worship of Brahmaji. So who can be a greater recipient of Krishna's mercy than Brahmaji? Brahmaji says, someone has misguided you. You should go to Kailash and meet Lord Shiva. He is the real recipient of Krishna's mercy. Again, Lord Shiva says, no, you are mistaken. Please go to Sutal Loka and meet Prahlad Maharaj. He is actually the real recipient of Krishna's mercy. You will not find someone who is a greater recipient. And Prahlad Maharaj again laughs and he says, you are again mistaken. Please go to Hastinapur and meet the Pandavas. They are the real, go to Kimpurusha Loka and meet Hanumanji. He has the treasure of service. I don't have. I may have some feelings. But what is the use of feelings without active service to the Lord? So how can I be the greatest recipient? Go to Kimpurusha Loka. So he goes to Kimpurusha Loka and Hanumanji again feels very embarrassed. And he says, this is not right. You should go to Hastinapur. There are the real recipients of Krishna's mercy, the Pandavas. Meet them. And you will understand. The Pandavas again feel very embarrassed. Each one of them continuously refute all the points made by Narada Muni and send him to Dwaraka. So he reaches Dwaraka and meets the Yadus in their Sudharma Hall. They feel very embarrassed. They say that it's true that Krishna has showered mercy upon us, but nothing like Uddhava. You should go and meet Uddhava. And Uddhava is in Krishna's residence. And unusually Krishna is sleeping for a long time. And there is a big meeting in the palace of Krishna on the terrace. Why is Krishna sleeping for so long? This is unusual. you know, Krishna doesn't sleep for so long. And there is a big meeting. Balramji, Rohini, Uddhava and all the other queens, they are there to discuss and come to a conclusion. Why is Krishna sleeping for so long? And that's where Narada Muni arrives. So, I will just be quoting only some relevant sections while skipping some of the storyline. Because it's a very long discussion. I will just focus on those sections where these feelings of separations are hinted and suggested. So that, and from the commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami, will try to understand some further insights into how incapable we are to actually access these emotions. Right. So now Narada Muni is in Dwaraka, in the palace of Krishna, and this very conversation is happening. He arrives there in great ecstasy to meet Uddhava. He is showing all ecstatic symptoms. He is crying and laughing and he is telling, "Where is Uddhava? Where is Uddhava?" And Uddhava was right there. He could not see Uddhava, so he started glorifying Uddhava. And I want to meet this Uddhava, is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy, like that. And Uddhava immediately understands this and he catches hold of the lotus feet of Narada Muni and he remembers actually that the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy were the Vrajavasis. So he very, with lot of shame in his heart, he feels, you know, how can I be glorified for something that I don't deserve? After seeing the love of the Vrajavasis, how is it possible for me to accept such a glorification from an exalted soul like Narada Muni? So he speaks to Narada Muni and he says, "My dear Narada Muni, what you say is right. Even I felt like that maybe I was a very great recipient of Krishna's mercy. Krishna was very merciful to me, not by giving me association, but by sending me to Vrindavan one day with some message. So I went with the message, and after that, I realized that the greatest mercy that Krishna has bestowed upon me was not to give his own association to me, but to give me access to see and experience the real love of the Vrajavasis. So therefore, all my pride at thinking that maybe I am a great recipient of Krishna's mercy got powdered the moment I came in touch with the Vrajavasis and saw their love for Krishna. After seeing them, I really understood what is the true mercy of Krishna and what is true love for Krishna and who are the recipients of that love. I understood this." So then he says that, and after that, you know, he makes a very interesting statement. Uddhava says, "After I visited Vraja, my conclusions, what I concluded, is well known." Where it is well known? In Srimad Bhagavatam. So the conclusion that I came to is well known. So he is suggesting that, "Oh, Narada Muni, you must have studied Bhagavatam, right? So you must have studied Bhagavatam where I mentioned, Asa maho charana renu jusham aham syam. Vrindavane kimapi gulma latau shadinam yadyustyajam swajanam arya patam chahitva bejur mukunda padavim shrutibir vimrugyam." So where he said that, "I wish to have the association of gopis at least by taking birth as a grass in between the bushes and creepers of Vrindavan, so that while they walk, I could receive their foot dust on my head." So Uddhava is suggesting here, this is quite famous. I have presented my conclusion in Srimad Bhagavatam. So how could you make the mistake of coming to me and suggesting that I am the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy? Like that. So when this is happening, till now everything was all right. They were just concerned about why was Krishna sleeping for so long. But at this point of time, a greater problem arises. Mother Rohini, who was there, observing all the Vrindavan pastimes when Krishna and Balramji were there, she got really agitated hearing the statements of Uddhava. So here, so she started speaking words which are very interesting. So here, Rohini, Tatratya Jana Sammata, it is mentioned. That she held a very high regard for the Vrajavasis. For her, Vrajavasis were her life and soul. So, she became extremely angry on Uddhava. She said, the Vrajavasis are suffering immensely due to separation from Krishna. Don't you know, Uddhava? You have seen their suffering. Huh? So, why did you remind me of the Vrajavasis? Already, we have been suffering, wondering why is Krishna sleeping for so long. And after a long time, today you have reminded me of the Vrajavasis and their suffering. So, this is an eternal associate of Krishna presenting her opinion on the viraha experienced by the Vrajavasis. Very strong opinion. Very strong opinion that she is going to present now. So, here Srila Sanatan Goswami comments, only a person who is dear to Sri Krishna and has received his favor should be considered fortunate. But the Vrajavasis felt they were unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Why? Because they felt Krishna totally neglected us. So, Krishna totally neglected us. The pain of being deprived of Krishna's attention and personal company is like the inextinguishable Vadava fire which is set to burn within the ocean. Absence from Krishna brings the Vrajavasis' love for him to a feverish pitch which feels to them like the agony of being poisoned. They feel like, you know, just that separation from Krishna heightens their love to such an extent. So, it is mentioned by Srila Sanatana Goswami here that living in Dwaraka, Rohini has been able to forget to some extent the misery of the Vrajavasis. Again, she is clearly perceiving that separation as misery. But now Uddhava is stirring her memories. She had forgotten it for a while. And she got busy with Krishna's Dwaraka Leela. But now Uddhava, by reminding her, has stirred her memories. Then she recollects, I remember, Uddhava, when Vasudev brought me here to Mathura from Gokula, I can still, the sound of Mother Yashoda crying is still sounding in my ears. It was such a heart-wrenching episode, you know. And literally the stones were melting hearing the cries of Mother Yashoda. And what to speak of the other gopis. They were just like corpse. They were like living dead. So, in the meantime, Krishna went to Sandipani Muni's ashram to learn. And then he came back from Sandipani Muni's ashram. I really thought this Krishna would be shattered. His heart would be shattered if he hears what the position of the Vrajavasis. So with great eagerness, but with lot of sensitivity to not affect his, to not over agitate him, I told him about the plight of the Vrajavasis. You know what was the response? I thought his heart would melt. But he did the most unimaginable thing. He sent you to Vrindavan instead of himself going. And who are you? Sandesha Chaturi Vidya Pragalbha. You are just an expert in the clever art of delivering messages. You are just a clever postman. That's all. What did Krishna think when he sent you? And the message that he sent you with is also a very dubious message. What was in Krishna's heart? Did he want to kill them? And now you are claiming that they are the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. Is this the mercy? Is this Krishna's act of mercy on them? Is this what you are suggesting? And then she, you know, goes on literally hammering Krishna. You know, I will not go through all the verses because we will run out of time. So basically, essentially, she is presenting that, you know, they are suffering and Krishna is allowing them to suffer. 100 years have passed. He has still not gone there. Why? Can't he see their suffering? So she is like really hitting Krishna again and again and again. You know, she is absolutely angry on Krishna. At least it seems like. So while this was happening, sometimes with absolute regret, sometimes with sarcasm, you know, she says, oh, now this Krishna, you know, now the devatas are coming and paying obeisances to him, paying all regards to him. And after experiencing this kind of pujala pratishta, why would he go to the village of Vrindavan? Like that. So after hearing this, Mother Rukmini could not tolerate. Because she had seen the other side of Krishna in the inner chambers of Dwaraka at night. What was Krishna doing in the inner chambers in the bedroom of the queens of Dwaraka? For the first time publicly, Mother Rukmini is going to share. And it's published in Brihad Bhagavata Amrita here. She says, I will tell you some secret because I would not have shared this, but I am sharing it because I am not able to tolerate your accusing Krishna. She says, my dear Rohini, you can't understand the heart of Krishna. You cannot understand the heart of Krishna. His heart is just like butter. It is soft like freshly churned butter. So now let me tell you how. Here, a very cryptic statement presented by Srila Sanatan Goswami in his commentary. Please hear. Even if Rohini did understand Krishna's true feelings, she was not revealing what she knew. Which means, in such pastimes, you cannot take their words at face value at all. What they speak, the emotions they express, it may convey something exactly opposite or something completely irrelevant. So here is Rukmini accusing Rohini of not understanding the heart of Krishna, and here Sanatana Goswami says, oh, she understands. But for whatever reason, she is speaking this way. He says, she was not revealing what she knew. She was not revealing it. So then, Mother Rukmini says, you know what happens? When Krishna is lying down with us queens, we are his legally wed wives. But suddenly Krishna, while sleeping, goes in his tribhanga form, holding a flute. And at other times, he looks at me and calls, O Radharani, O Lalita Devi, or O Chandravali, what are you doing? Like that, he addresses. And at other times, remembering them, he starts crying uncontrollably. And the pillow gets wet, the bed gets wet. Every single day this happens. And then, suddenly, Satyavama says, she becomes even more angry. She tells Mother Rukmini, why are you interested in speaking only about what happens at night? As if what happens during the day is something opposite. She says, during the day, what does he do? During the day, is he dealing with us in a very nice way? Even during the day, He is daydreaming about Vrindavan. Even though we are his wives, but he clearly seems to have more love for these gopis. And this is evident even by his actions during the day. So, there is another personality who is keenly hearing this conversation, who has also been part of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan all the while. So, he exactly knows the position of Krishna and the position of the Rajavasis. Who is that? Balramji. So, Balramji becomes extremely angry at Mother Rukmini and Satyabhama for speaking in this way. Because he has so much affection for the Vrajavasis. He becomes angry on Rukmini, Satyabhama and Krishna. He says, O queens, all this is nothing but my brother's clever deception. He is just making a fool out of you. You think he was really crying? Just acting. Deception. He is just deceiving you. He calls it kapata patavam. You know, just clever deception. So he says, the misery of the Vrajavasis that Krishna speaks about sometimes, that is true. But his expressions of his feelings of separation from the Vrajavasis, deception. No. There is no feelings of separation experienced by Krishna towards the Vrajavasis. None. This is real truth. And I will prove this to you by pratyaksha praman, by direct observation. This will become very clear to you. Just hear from me, Balramji says. Okay. So he says, Krishna's apparent distress, according to Balramji, Krishna's expression of feeling of separation is all apparent distress, not real. Should not be taken seriously because he obtains pleasure only from deceiving others and will therefore go to any extremes to create an illusion. To what extreme? That every day he acts like this. He can act every day to create such an illusion. Okay. So he says he has put on a show of being distracted by memories of Vraja for two reasons. Srila Sanatana Goswami says, for two reasons he makes this kind of show. First is to please his Dwaraka devotees. And second is to give them a taste of the ecstasy of separation even while present with them. Because they should understand the mood of the Vrajavasis at least to some extent. So how they can understand? Krishna, by being with them, is not with them. Like, it's just like if I'm speaking with Pavaneshwar Prabhu and Pavaneshwar Prabhu is trying to explain to me something and then I'm on my phone like that. You know, I am there and not there. You know, he will not have any feeling or satisfaction of, you know, conveying the message that he wanted to convey to me. Right. So Krishna was like that, according to the presentation of the queens of Dwaraka. He was there, but not there. And Balramji says that was his deception. So Sanatana Goswami says, why Krishna used to act like that? So that the Dwaraka queens could get a glimpse of what the Vrajavasis were going through. Because eventually he is going to explain to them. The mood of the Vrajavasis. And if they did not have any experience of it, then it would not fit their logic. Because any anuman or logic is based on purva pratyaksha, prior experience. So he is giving them some prior experience of that, glimpse of it. Okay. So, then Balramji continues. You know what? I stayed after Uddhava came and went and came back. I went to Vrindavan for 2 months. I stayed there. Okay. But and I tried my best to pacify them, but nothing worked. And seeing no other way to pacify them, I made hundreds of promises. Krishna will come back. I will send him right now when I will go back to Mathura, like that and all that. And somehow little bit they got consoled. Then I came back and told Krishna, Krishna, find some excuse to go to Vrindavan. And what excuse Krishna has to make? And they were still in Mathura only. How far is Mathura from Vrindavan from Mathura? And what excuse does Krishna have to give to go to Vrindavan? So I told him, go to Vrindavan. So at least now we are in Dwaraka. He has the excuse of geographic separation. But while we were in Mathura, this happened. I communicated to him. What did he say? I told him, go to Vrindavan and save their lives. You don't have to stay there. Save their lives and come back. What did Krishna say? I'll go. Jatam, I'll go. But what happened after that? His actions spoke louder than words. 100 years passed, he has still not gone there. And whenever I ask, I'll go. And now here he is sitting and crying. And you people are believing that it is real tears. Pure deception. Okay. And while all this was happening, in reality Krishna was not sleeping inside this room. He was actually hearing all this conversation. So he got up and came out crying, because literally everyone is accusing Krishna here. So Balramji is clear about the experience of the Vrajavasis to be utter suffering, and Krishna has cheated them. Mother Rohini is clear that utter suffering what they were going through, and Krishna has cheated them. And after hearing this, the queens are also convinced. The queens are also convinced that yes, Krishna has cheated them. But now that they have made it very clear, they are afraid that Krishna might go away. So Krishna appears and with tears in his eyes. And here, Parikshit Maharaj, while narrating this to Uttara, he addresses Krishna as Paranugraha Katara. Means, he is tormented by compassion for others. Para also means enemies. So, Para Anugraha Katara means, he is tormented by compassion even for enemies. Why would he not be tormented by compassion for his own people of Vraja? So basically he is suggesting to the readers or hearer. His hearer was Mother Uttara. He is suggesting, wait, don't judge Krishna right now. So he is addressing Krishna as Paranugraha Katara. He is a personality whose heart melts in compassion seeing even his enemies. Can Krishna be so cruel? But he is not giving any explanation. So Krishna spoke. He told Balramji and others, yes, you are right. My heart is actually hard like a diamond, because after hearing all this, my heart should have split into half, but it has not split. Even though the Vrajavasis took care of me from childhood, actually I have forgotten their exceptional love. This is true, Balramji is right. So I need to do something to help them now. I have become very cruel to those gentle souls. Therefore, my dear Uddhava, can you please tell me what I should do to overcome this suffering? Tell me what I should do. As soon as he asked this, suddenly Devaki and Padmavati, who is the mother of Kamsa, they become very insecure. Because here is a very strong point made by none other than Mother Rohini and Balramji for Krishna to go to Vrindavan. And the queens also seem to accept. Uddhava is very much intent that Krishna has to go. So it looks like it's majority. And the queens are also telling that Krishna is crying. every day. So they feel that Krishna might leave us, and if he leaves and experiences that love again, they will not come back. So they do some scheme, and they, you know, I'll not get into that conversation. But anyway, then again, after hearing all that from Devaki and Padmavati, Krishna again asks Uddhava, Uddhava, you tell me what I should do. So basically, Krishna was thinking that Uddhava will suggest that I should go to Vrindavan. On the strength of his words, I will go to Vrindavan so that no one will accuse me. Okay. My minister, Uddhava, according to the advice of my minister, I went. You know, it's not my own choice. Like that. So, so Mother Devaki suggested, you know what, Krishna, you should have a soft heart. Give the Vrajavasis whatever they want and satisfy them. Rather than suggesting that you go to Vrindavan, he says, give them whatever they want and pacify them. You don't go. That was the suggestion. So Krishna asks, so Uddhava, you tell me, what will they be satisfied with? Generally, Uddhava can understand the heart of Krishna. But here, Yogamaya covers. He is not able to understand. He thinks he misunderstands Krishna for a specific purpose. Hrityartham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyad atmano mayam yatabaso yatatamaha. So, Yogamaya also sometimes covers and sometimes reveals the truths. So that in order to accomplish particular pastimes which would please Krishna. So here, Yogamaya covers, even though Uddhava generally understands the heart of Krishna, here was Uddhava who was not able to understand the heart of Krishna. He was thinking, there is a limit to cruelty. And people should not be repeating the same mistakes again and again. So his heart becomes broken, thinking that how could Krishna think that the Vrajavasis could be happy by receiving just some token gifts? Is it possible? So, therefore, Uddhava was unable to tolerate his agony and grief, and he spoke to Krishna. He says, Krishna, what are you talking about? The Vrajavasis don't want anything from you. Don't you remember? After you killed Kamsa, you decided to stay back. So you decided to stay back, and what you did, you sent some gifts with Nanda Maharaj to be given to the Vrajavasis. Now you are asking me to send gifts to Vrajavasis. I am just reminding you, 100 years back, same thing happened. You sent gifts with Nanda Maharaj. What happened? The Vrajavasis were heartbroken. They were thinking that you will come back. In return, they got your gifts. They thought the gifts are a replacement for your personal presence. They had nothing to do with the gifts. They started fasting till death. They started accusing Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, we thought you had some intelligence. When Krishna sends you with the gifts, you should have immediately returned those gifts and brought Krishna here. How could you come back with the gifts? What happened to your intelligence? So seeing the plight of the Vrajavasis, but Nanda Maharaj was helpless. He wanted to get Krishna. But Krishna spoke very nice words and convinced Nanda Maharaj to go back. And seeing them fasting, Nanda Maharaj also started fasting for 3 days. And after 3 days, Nanda Maharaj thought, I should not be the cause of wiping out of the whole Vraja. So he says, I am supposed to be the leader here. I will take some responsibility. So he says, he convinced them. You know what, actually, why you are seeing these gifts as a replacement for Krishna's personal presence? Did I tell you that? Why can't you see it as his token of love? Just like the early sunrise, you know, the orange light heralds the rising of the full-fledged sun. Similarly, why can't you see these gifts as foretelling the appearance of Krishna? Krishna has promised, We know our Krishna. He never tells lies. He's a very honest person. So, if he comes and sees you having completely accepted his gifts of love, he'll feel so happy in his heart. But when he comes and you all are morose and sulking, and the gifts that he has given with so much love is lying here and there, what will he think? So just ornament yourself, dress yourselves, and just wait for Krishna. He will come and bestow all mercy upon you. And Uddhava here says, they trusted you. They trusted Nanda Maharaj's words. 100 years have passed. Why are you torturing them like this? So Uddhava here is Uddhava. Outside Vrindavan, supposedly the greatest devotee of Krishna, clearly seeing Krishna's act of not returning as cruelty and the Vrajavasi's experience of viraha as suffering. And after hearing this whole thing, of course, I have narrated the whole thing in a very short time, but we were discussing this over many days. And everyone was so charged up thinking that, you know, Krishna has done a big mistake here. So then he says that, see, I can't tell you more. And then he said, then after all this, when you came to know about their suffering, you sent me to them with a message, which I initially thought was a very, very good message. From the message, I thought that these Vrajavasis should be some sentimental people. You told them, you gave me the message that tell them that I am the Paramatma present in everyone's heart. If you want to access me, just meditate. Just do dhyan and meditate on the Paramatma inside. I am the Paramatma in everyone's heart. I thought they must be some ordinary people. I actually went and delivered this message to them. And then I actually saw who they were. This could have been the most crushing blow to all their hopes. So now you are telling that you are the Paramatma in their hearts, which means just be satisfied meditating on the Paramatma in their hearts. And you will not get my personal association. That was the message that you sent. I realized it later. So they almost died of disappointment. Okay. So seeing them so despondent, I tried to pacify them, and then I came back, and then you sent Balramji. So you should ask Balramji what exactly happened. So then, then Krishna, even after hearing this, he tells, get me a pen and paper, indicating that I want to send a message again to Vrindavan. Uddhava breaks down here. He can't take it anymore. He says, why are you doing this, Krishna? You think they'll be happy with your message? So please reconsider and all that. You know, I'm skipping a lot of that discussion. And then Balramji also narrates, you know, the plight of the Vrajavasis, indicating that some of them, you may not be aware, some of them have given up their lives. They are no longer there. When you go to Vrindavan, you will not see them. One by one, people started leaving. There are very few people who are still clinging to that thin rope of hope. They still trust you. Like that. Very emotional presentation, very clearly indicating that they were suffering and you have cheated them. This is the presentation. Anyway, we will fast forward now to, we have seen Rohini's presentation, and we have seen Uddhava's presentation, we have seen Balramji's presentation. They are in one page. Okay. Then, eventually everyone starts crying, and then the whole Dwaraka is crying and lamenting, and Brahmaji comes there, and as the story goes, then Balramji and Krishna are transported to a place called Nava Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, where, what is the sculptor? What's his name? Vishwakarma. So Vishwakarma has created this replica of Vrindavan with all the dioramas. Very realistic dioramas with all perfect facial expressions. And then Krishna's Adan Pradan with those Vrajavasis is described there. And finally, they are brought back. Krishna understands that it was just Navavrindavan and they are transported back to Dwaraka. And then we will go towards the end of the chapter where Uddhava arranges for a conversation between Krishna and the queens. So, I will just describe the conversation. So, Krishna is narrating to the queens about, because he has been severely accused here. But he is not speaking this to defend himself. He is speaking this just to convey that you should understand what is the real mood of separation that the Vrajavasis are experiencing. He says, I will tell you now my true love for the Vrajavasis. All of you have accused. If the Vrajavasis thought it good that I renounce the whole of Dwaraka and come to Vrindavan, take it from me that this very moment I will renounce all of you and go to Vrindavan. So, and I can never repay them. I really feel that gratitude. If for their pleasure I were to go and stay in Vraja, as you all are suggesting, Balramji, Mother Rohini and Uddhava, as you all are suggesting, if I were to go there and stay with them, you are thinking that the situation will become all right. While I am telling, it will not help them at all. It will not help them at all. Just by seeing me, they become so bewildered that they fail to recognize their own bodies and everything connected to their bodies. Once they see me, they lose touch with reality completely. So when I go there, their pain will be doubled because as soon as I reach there, they will immediately start anticipating my leaving Vrindavan. And whatever act of affection that I show to them, it will increase their distress of anticipating my leaving Vrindavan. So, he is suggesting to them, you think their viraha is created by separation? Their viraha is not dependent on my presence or absence. That is your viraha. You feel separation from me when I am not there. They feel separation from me even when I am there. So, when I go there, it will double their suffering. It will not reduce. So, Krishna is suggesting that you all got it wrong. You didn't really understand. So, the feelings of separation of the Vrajavasis is not a circumstantial emotion. It is their inherent emotion. It is not created by any external circumstance. Krishna's leaving Vrindavan did not create that mood of viraha in the Vrajavasis. Krishna's presence or absence has nothing to do with their feelings of separation. So Krishna is communicating to them, they are destined to suffer. My presence or absence has nothing to do with their suffering. Don't accuse me. I am helpless here. I can't see them suffering. So first thing, when all of them said that their viraha is suffering, here is Krishna accepting, yes, their viraha is suffering, but an additional insight that he gives, that viraha is not circumstantial, it is inherent. They are destined to suffer, whether I am there or not. Even if I leave this world, they will suffer in separation. Even if I am there, they will suffer in separation. Right? So, of course, there are some beautiful purports given by Srila Sanatana Goswami, but we don't have time, unfortunately, for that. maybe sometime you can read the purports. These are really very illuminating purports. Maybe I'll read just one purport. So he says, their ecstasy is so deep that as a natural effect of remembering Krishna, they see him physically before him. He is suggesting it. If they remember me, I am physically there before them. So now he is revealing another layer of viraha. So viraha is such that when they think of me, I am there physically before them. Outside Vrindavan, this never happens to anyone. That's what he is suggesting. So the Purva Paksha argument, people who wish to understand viraha from a material standpoint, they may say, or not even from a material standpoint, from a sadhaka's standpoint also. So they may say that the full vision of Krishna's beauty is relished by the Vrajavasis. Yes. So therefore, if Krishna presents himself before the Vrajavasis, then their condition would certainly improve, because, you know, the Krishna's perfect beauty is established, is experienced in Vraja. So Krishna says, yes, yes, I understand all that. That is true. But to recover from the intense pain of separation would take a long time. How long? Unlimited time. And the Vrajavasis, thinking that Krishna might leave them again, might relapse into their trance of separation. Therefore, Krishna thinks that returning to them would only cast them deeper into suffering. The painful anxiety of separation from Krishna puts their hearts, their bodies, and their very essence into turmoil. So they say that when a person has been in a diseased condition for a very long time, all the vital elements in his body get depleted. So you keep Chappan Bhog in front of him, just by looking at the Chappan Bhog, his diseased, depleted condition will not be immediately recovered. Okay. So he has to eat, and he has to eat in a manner that does not make him more sick, like Maharaj was suggesting yesterday. He should not just eat, but he should eat in such a way that it does not make him more sick. Then, when he starts eating, he has to patiently wait for that malnourishment to go away and proper nourishment to take place. It's going to take a very long time. And that long, I cannot stay in Vrindavan. I will stay for long enough, and then I have to come to pacify all of you in Dwaraka also. The moment I come, again, it will be back to square one. So, therefore, I fear that it will be impossible for me to cure their torturous situation. So he says, their anxiety is an essential part of their very existence. So my presence or absence is immaterial. Try to understand this. Don't keep accusing me like this. Like that. Anyway, so I will skip. I will now go to the last section. One small conversation. When all of this was happening, Narada Muni was totally embarrassed. Because the whole of Dwaraka is crying, including Krishna. Narada Muni feels, I am the cause of it. So Narada Muni is in great embarrassment, is refusing to enter into the palace of Krishna, but standing outside and hearing all this conversation. So suddenly Krishna looks at Uddhava, and Uddhava in the meantime changes the mood completely by his divine potency. So Krishna asks, hey, where is Narada Muni? I thought I saw him somewhere. So Uddhava says, oh, Narada Muni is too embarrassed to come inside. Embarrassed? Why? Then Krishna walks out, catches hold of Narada Muni's hands, brings him in. And then he asks, what happened to you? Why you're embarrassed? And then he said because of me all of this happened. Then Krishna spoke to him. He said, you know what, Narada Muni, you are my best friend. You are always so eager to please me. And therefore, you have done me a great favor. So he says, when one gets separated from one's loved ones, one suffers due to that pure love. This suffering creates a remorse which further deepens the sorrow of that separation. Therefore, one seems wretched in the beginning. So now he is opening another glimpse of Rajabhav, of Virahabhav. He says, you know what? It seems like suffering. It seems like suffering. So he says, Dukkam Iva. It looks like Dukkha. So he says, Srila Sanatana Goswami writes, the misery of transcendental separation is only apparent. Even while outwardly showing many symptoms of mental pain, a person feeling viraha bhav is absorbed in incomparable bliss. So he's telling, you have put me under incomparable bliss. Now he's revealing another aspect. First thing, first misconception of Mother Rohini, Balram and Uddhava that he clears is, my presence will not make any difference. It will aggravate the problem. Second thing, you called it as suffering, but it is ecstasy, bliss. So he says, how is it bliss? And he gives various levels of bliss. First level of bliss that he says is, pain, when there is pain, and after pain, pleasure comes, it enhances the experience of that pleasure. So viraha enhances the mood of samboga. This is one level he says. Then the next level he says, but this is very preliminary understanding. Actually he says, the ecstasy of viraha is actually much more superior to the bliss of union. Okay. And finally he says, the proof that this is actually bliss is that anyone who experiences suffering would want to give them up. Tell me one thing, why the Vrajavasis are not willing to give them up, give that feeling up, if it is tormenting them so much? What is stopping them? They should give it up. Why they are so attached to it? Why they are not giving it up? Why they are holding on to their lives and suffering like this? In reality, it is not suffering. So here, I'll just end with this statement, with this very beautiful point that Sanatana Goswami writes here. Those who have not yet realized their natural attraction towards Krishna cannot understand the ecstasy of separation. It is not possible. If Balramji, Uddhava and Mother Rohini could not fathom, or maybe they could fathom but they were not expressing it, we do not know. But their expression seemed very valid to us. Their expression of anger towards Krishna and despondency seemed very valid to us. We were willing to take their side and go against Krishna. But he says that if you have not developed a natural attraction towards Krishna, it's not possible to understand the ecstasy of separation. They should not vainly pretend to be expert in things to which they have no real access, which means we don't have real access to these emotions, but should instead take guidance from the authentic rasikas in the line of Vaishnava Parampara on how to gradually become fit for understanding the subtleties of devotion. He's suggesting become humble, take guidance, and become fit to understand, rather than prematurely telling that, you know, I have understood. This is sahajiya mentality. Faithful hearing and service are required. This is Sanatana Goswami mentioned. Faithful hearing and service are required. And of course, he gives further explanation about, you know, what are the various material ways of misunderstanding viraha bhav. Very nice purport. Maybe when you get time, you can go over it once. So anyway, so the understanding is just to, the whole presentation is just to help us understand that even though these are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, But one should approach them with the right kind of reverence. You know, it's a continuation of the last Bhagavatam class that we discussed, that these are not ordinary pastimes at our level. They are happening at a whole different level on the platform of spiritual emotions of which we do not have access yet. It's not that eternally we will be deprived of accessing it, but there is a bona fide way of approaching it. And that is Adarad Anudinam Kalusaiva Jishta Swadvi Kramad Bhavati. With respect, regularity and regulation, we should continue practicing our sadhana, and then gradually we will reach a stage of taste and then eventually qualify ourselves to understand this subject matter again to a level where we can access. That's all. So thank you all very much for your patient listening. I really apologize for going over time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.